WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A hot and deadly Friday night in Buffalo where gunfire on a residential street left a three-year-old who was riding a tricycle dead and his seven-year-old sister wounded. Mayor Byron Brown.
We need more information to come in so that we can make sure that the person or persons responsible for this are arrested and brought to justice.
Police say they don't believe the family was targeted. And police are trying to understand why a man opened fire at a grocery store in Arkansas. At least three killed, 10 wounded, including two police officers. A suspect is in custody. More than 100 million Americans facing dangerous and excessive heat across 18 states today. The Northeast Corridor baking. The dangerous heat wave already taking a toll with ER visits in New York and New Jersey. Up 800% just this week. New Israeli airstrikes today in northern Gaza, claiming the lives of at least 39 people. This is ABC News. The Summer Olympics began in just over a month, and a number of countries, including Germany, Australia, and Canada, have announced plans to supply their own air conditioning. ABC's Brian Clark has more on Team USA's plans.
The U.S. Olympic team is the latest to announce plans to bring its own air conditioners for athletes living in the Olympic Village. Organizers opted to cool the rooms with a system of pipes targeting anywhere from 73 to 79 degrees, citing the environmental impact of air conditioning. The U.S. Olympic Committee CEO said athletes felt that consistency and predictability were high priorities to perform at their best. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A new delay for the return of Boeing Starliner spacecraft. It blasted off 2 weeks ago on its first cruise test mission to the International Space Station, but that return now being postponed for a fourth time. NASA says it wants more time to review test data after helium leaks and thruster issues. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Tonight, the forecast calls for a low of 62 with scattered showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be severe, heavy rain in a few spots. Right now, we're getting some heavy rain. Details on the forecast a little bit more in depth, and the news is up next.
TC AutoWorks is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC AutoWorks for all your automotive needs. TC AutoWorks is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC AutoWorks is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO News. More scattered showers and thunderstorms are moving through the area that could become severe at times, especially across this area of southwest Wisconsin. Additional heavy rain could lead to some flooding. Our entire area is under a tornado watch until 8 o'clock tonight. A flood watch remains in effect into this evening as well. The National Weather Service in La Crosse issued a flood warning for the Kickapoo River at Gays Mills, Reedstown, and Viola. Motorists should not attempt to drive around barricades or drive cars through flooded areas. Turn around, don't drown. When encountering flooded roads, most flood deaths occur in vehicles. So far in the day, we have received just over an inch and a tenth, making for a grand total here at the studios to 3 2/23 one-hundredths since the rain began yesterday. Local and federal law enforcement agencies have released a security plan for next month's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee that allows people to carry guns inside an outer perimeter and gives protesters a view of the arena. The U.S. Secret Service, the FBI, and local police released the plan on Friday. It calls for an outer perimeter that begins multiple blocks from the Fiserv Forum, where vehicles will need to pass through checkpoints, and another perimeter beyond that within, which only convention goers will be allowed on foot. Protesters will get two stages, one within sight of the arena, and will be allowed to march inside the outer perimeter about four blocks from the arena. Two Lockheed Martin subsidiaries have agreed to pay the federal government $70 million for overcharging the Navy for aircraft parts. The U.S. Department of Justice says Sikorsky Support Services and Durco Aerospace knowingly entered into an improper subcontract for spare parts and materials for aircrafts used to train Navy pilots. Under the contract, Sikorsky, a Connecticut company, purchased parts from Durco, a Wisconsin company, at the cost Durco paid other suppliers for the parts, plus a substantial markup. Lockheed Martin says it is pleased the agreement brings the case, which originated as a federal whistleblower lawsuit, to a close. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has received two awards from the International Vitti Awards. Judged by the Association of Marketing and Communication Professionals for outstanding achievement in video and digital production. The DNR's Dispose of Your Batteries Properly with eCycle Wisconsin video won platinum, and the Engage in CWD Management video won gold. The platinum award is awarded to those projects that the judges deem are written, produced, shot, and or edited in an exceptional manner. The Gold Award is awarded for projects that exceed industry standards. The Video Awards, properly produced, and the Videographer Awards, one of the most coveted awards in the video industry. The goal of the Video Awards is to identify and recognize the video artisans who excel in the scope of their own environment. Winners range from network news operations to local cable access, from large production companies to freelancers, and from international advertising agencies to student producers. Schmidwillen Hills and Richland Center will host a dedication for the Louetta Livingston COVID Memorial Garden this Sunday at 2. This memorial garden was created in memory of Louetta Livingston and all of loved ones who were affected by the COVID-19 virus. Louetta was a dedicated caregiver at Schmidwillen Hills for over 16 years. Starting as a CNA in 2003, she became a licensed practical nurse in 2010 and went on to earn registered nurse's license in 2012. She became the director of nursing in 2018 and held that position until she retired in 2018. Forget-me-nots were Louetta's favorite flower, and through this memorial garden, her contributions to Schmidwillen Hills and the residents she helped care for will be renewed and remembered each spring. The dedication ceremony will be held under the portico Schmidwillen Hills at the Seminary Street entrance. Refreshments and social time will follow. In the event of rain, the program will be held in the second floor activity room. Every June, more than 40,000 hams throughout North America set up to temporary transmit in public places to demonstrate ham radio's science, skill, and service to our communities and our nation. It combines public service, emergency preparedness, community outreach, and technical skills all in a single event. Field Day has been an annual event since 1933 and remains the most popular event in ham radio. The Pine Valley Repeaters will be taking part in Field Day today and tomorrow at the Richland County Airport in Sextonville. The club will show the community how ham radio works, while at the same time making various contacts with other hams across the nation and the world. The field day got underway today. It runs through tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. A Beloit police officer will not face charges for fatally shooting a man armed with swords when police arrived at a Beloit home in April. A man identified as Michael Ward allegedly threatened to kill someone who called police on him. When Ward allegedly swung two swords near an unidentified person and an officer trying to protect that person, Officer Nicholas Rodenbeck fired six shots at Ward, who was taken to a hospital where he later died. The Rock County District Attorney said Thursday Rodenbeck fired his weapon to protect the life of the person, since they were in imminent danger from Ward's behavior. Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics has teamed up with Fenimore Area Services and Fenimore EMS to offer a free CPR AED non-certified training session Wednesday night from 5 until 8 at the Fenimore Fire Department for 3 one-hour sessions. These sessions aim to equip you with life-saving skills that can be crucial in critical situations. Each hour-long training will provide the basic skills needed to effectively assess and maintain life from the critical minutes immediately following an emergency until professional medical help arrives. Each session will cover steps following a 911 call, chest compressions, AED usage, steps to follow in an emergency, and the Heimlich maneuver. More than 350,000 cardiac arrests occur annually in the U.S. outside medical facilities. Unfortunately, around 90% of those affected do not survive due to delayed medical intervention. Prompt, properly administered CPR can be critical in such cases. This class is not a certification class and is designed for anyone. Class size is limited, so register as soon as possible by contacting Community Wellness Coordinator Cameron Novi at 608-375-6116 or CENOVY at GundersonHealth.org. A light supper will be provided that night as well. Remembering the late president of Marquette University, a funeral mass for Michael Lovell was held at the Church of the Jesu on the Marquette campus on Thursday. Lovell's widow, Amy Lovell, actually recalled her husband prior to the mass, saying, "I believe heaven gained another saint on June 9th in Rome. I know that Mike will work to intercede for those he leaves behind." Lovell died during a pilgrimage to Rome at the age of 57 after a three-year battle with cancer. In 2014, he became the first layperson to become Marquette president after serving as the chancellor of UW-Milwaukee. WRCO News Time is 5:12.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Hi, Missy.
How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Here are today's vital statistics. Donald L. Newberry, 70, of Avoca, died June 8th at his home. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 until 2 at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Donald L. Newberry, 70, of Avoca. Shirley L. Rako, 74, of Avoca, McFarland, died June 15th at home after a courageous battle with rectal cancer. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow at the Avoca Cemetery, with a luncheon to follow at the Avoca Community Center. Friends may call at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home on Monday from 10 until the service time at 1. Memorials can be made to a Grace Hospice in Dodgeville. Shirley L. Rako, 74, of Avoca, McFarland. Lorinda Lou Clary, 78, of North Dakota, died Tuesday at Luther Memorial Home in Mayville, North Dakota. Funeral services will be held on Wednesday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Tuesday from 4 until 6 and Wednesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Lorinda Lou Clary, 78, of North Dakota. And Ronald J. Hondo Hill, 71, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital following an illness. A memorial service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home on Thursday from 9 until the service time at 11. A luncheon will be held afterwards at the American Legion Hall. Ronald J. Hondo Hill, 71, of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Yet another busy weather evening here across southern Wisconsin as a warm front pushing through right now with some very humid air, interacting with a low pressure system sliding in from Minnesota and Iowa, causing scattered thunderstorms and showers. These should get quite widespread by mid-evening, and some of them rather heavy. Could have some tremendous downpours, lightning, hail, strong winds, even a couple of stray tornadoes not out of the question, so stay alert this evening. Be prepared to move to a place of safety should warnings be issued for your area. Of course, we still have the flood watch in place through this evening as well, so don't drive through water over the roadways. That could be dangerous, as you never know if the road is washed out or how deep that water is. Turn around, don't drown, is a favorite saying. Otherwise, things do look quieter later tonight and tomorrow as this whole system slides away. Just a slight chance of a shower popping up tomorrow. Monday looks like a nice day as well before the next system hits Monday night and Tuesday. So tonight's forecast, again, tornado watch until 8 p.m. and flood watch through the evening hours. Warm and humid out there, occasional showers and thunderstorms in the evening, some possibly severe. Heavy rain in spots down to 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, maybe an isolated shower in the afternoon. High temperature up to 79 degrees. Northwest wind around 10. Sunday night becoming clear with areas of dense fog possible, low 57. Monday, sunny early, then increasing clouds later in the day. High temperature 85. We have a chance of a scattered thunderstorm coming up Monday evening. And Tuesday, variably cloudy, rather warm and humid. Scattered showers and storms likely. Low 68 with a high of 91. Wednesday, partly cloudy and less humid. Low 63 with a high of 80. Thursday, mostly sunny, low in the mid-50s, high 81. And Friday, partly to mostly cloudy and humid. Showers and storms likely once again, low 60 with a high of 83. Be careful out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. And the rain continues here at WRCO Radio, right in the middle of a torrential downpour once again. An inch and 7/10 has fallen here today at the WRCO studios, and just over about a half inch in the last hour or so here at the RCO studios, adding it into yesterday, 3 82/100. Also, just across from the National Weather Service, there is a tornado warning for southeastern Grant County here in southwestern Wisconsin. Just a couple of minutes ago, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Balltown, or 12 miles northwest of Dubuque, moving east at 35 miles per hour. There's been reports of some flying debris and also some damage to roofs in the history of this storm. Also, tree damage is likely. Locations to be affected include Platteville, Potosi, Tennyson, Rockville, along with Platteville Airport, Big Patch, and others. Also, it looks like a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued now for Grant, Crawford, Richland counties, that in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. So, again, a severe thunderstorm warning for Grant, Crawford, and Richland counties. We'll have more about that in just a little bit. And, of course, lots of possibilities of flooding, and the National Weather Service in La Crosse has issued a flood warning for the Kickapoo River at Gaze Mills, Reedstown, and Viola. Motorists should not attempt to drive around barricades or drive through flooded areas. Turn around, don't drown. When encountering flooded roads, most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Right now at WRCO Studios, it looks like the rain has let up a little bit. Record high for this date, 100 in 1988. The record low, 37 in 1963. Last year's high was 90, the low, 59. Sunset will happen at 8:46 tonight. Sunrise time 5:22 for tomorrow morning. And again, an inch and 7/10 here at the WRCU studios. The rainfall that has fallen today, our area remains under severe thunderstorm warning now. That is in effect for a time now for the possibility of some winds, wind gusts of 60 miles an hour, and also reports of penny-sized hail in the storm. Locations include Prairie du Chien, Richland Center, Boscobel, mentioned here on the National Weather Service report, Seneca, Waseca, Steuben, Gays Mills, Blue River, DeSoto, all kind of in the line of this widespread severe thunderstorm that is rolling through. It's in effect until 6:15 tonight for our immediate area. Well, we'll have more on the weather, I'm sure, coming up here, and our news update continues in a moment from WRCO.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank goodness. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans starting at $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Oh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too. Uh-huh.
I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Oh.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
This weekend in hometown and baseball, tomorrow's games include one we'll have on the radio, and that is the upcoming battle between Dodgeville and Arena. Muscadet is on the road at Verona tomorrow, Ridgeway at Hollandale, Wyota at Belleville, Scholesburg-Benton plays at Argyle, and Blanchardville at Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb. The Brewers will try to get back on the winning track after losing the first two games of their four-game series against the Padres in San Diego. Carlos Rodriguez will be on the mound tonight for the Brewers, and Randy Vasquez will be pitching for San Diego. First pitch time at 6:15. You'll be able to hear the broadcast on that on the network, WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Pregame time begins at 5:40. Three-time Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer is set to make his season debut for the Rangers. He is their scheduled starter for tomorrow's game against Kansas City. Scherzer hasn't pitched for the Rangers since Game 3 of the World Series last fall. He had off-season surgery to repair a herniated disc in his lower back, then experienced right thumb soreness during his rehab this season. The team doctors later identified as a nerve issue extending to his right triceps. Leon Dracetti made his first major impact in the Stanley Cup Final, and the series is heading back to South Florida. He set up Warren Fogle's early goal last night. The Edmonton Oilers forced a Game 7 by beating the Florida Panthers 5-1 in Game 6. The NHL is headed toward its final game and to see who will host Lord Stanley's Cup. The Boston Celtics have celebrated their 18th NBA championship with a customary duck boat parade through the city. The amphibious vehicles are normally ridden by sightseeing tourists, but they're using those to celebrate the Celtics' recent championship as they were able to get one for the 18th time in their franchise history. And Asia Wilson leads Caitlin Clark by just over 1,000 votes in early fan voting for the WNBA All-Star Game. Clark's Indiana teammate, Aaliyah Boston, is third, about 40,000 votes behind the leaders. That's an update on Saturday Sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Again, some wicked weather continuing here in southwest Wisconsin. The National Weather Service in La Crosse has been busy today. A severe thunderstorm warning issued for northeastern Grant County and also southern Richland County today and Crawford County in southwestern Wisconsin as well. Reports of some wind gusts of 60 miles an hour in the storm and penny-size hail as well. And also the possibility for torrential rainfall, which we have been experiencing for quite some time. That all together with a tornado watch for our entire listening area until 8 o'clock tonight. By the way, the severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 6:15. And there is also possibility of a tornado in southeastern Grant County, very south Grant County. Earlier tonight, they were reporting the conditions were right. Flying debris reported in parts of Iowa and into Wisconsin. Locations impacted include Platteville and Potosi, and that is in effect until 6 o'clock this evening. We will keep you posted from WRCO Radio during our Retro Saturday. It's raining hard again, and we're at 72 degrees. The Backtrack and Show is sponsored by Jay's Power Center. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more. Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another Backtrack and Show on WRCO. It's time for us to go back in time for some big hits of the 70s and 80s. Our Retro Saturday continues, and it's our pregame show for tonight's events here on FM 100.9. We go back to 1973, and I know I was watching that night. Neil Diamond appeared on the 20th anniversary show of American Bandstand, along with Little Richard, Cheech and Chong, Paul Revere and the Raiders, and Three Dog Night, celebrating American Bandstand's 20th. Here is Three Dog Night and a big hit from 73, Shambhala.
troubles, wash away my pain with the rain and Shambhala. Wash away my sorrow, wash away my shame with the rain and Shambhala. Oh, ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. Everyone is helpful, everyone is kind. On the road to Shambhala.
Backtracking music to my ears, Shambhala, WRCO Radio. Let's fast forward ahead just a little bit to the year of 1981. After topping record charts around the world, a medley of hits credited to Stars on 45 reached number one in America. Lots of folks thought they were the real versions, just chopped up, but it was actually studio musicians recreating the classic songs.
You can do something in between. Baby, you can. lesson. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Oh, 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 closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you love to hear. I'm in love with you.
Music from 1981, primarily made up of Beatles songs. Let's fast forward to 2004. June 20th of that year marked the 3,000th time that Paul McCartney took to the stage as a professional musician. He had performed 2,535 concerts with the Quarrymen, the Beatles, 140 gigs with Wings, and 325 solo shows. And he's still going after all these years, doing world tours across the land. And right now, let's go back to this one from 1982, Summertime. Paul McCartney, take it away.
Take it away. Wanna hear you play till the lights go down. Take it away.
Paul McCartney and Take It Away on a Retro Saturday from WRCO Radio. Certainly weather is the main concern right now, as the National Weather Service has issued the severe thunderstorm warning for Richland County and parts of our listening area until 6:15. And also the tornado watch remains in effect for our entire area until 8 o'clock tonight. Joining us on WRCO is Corey Hartman, who's been kind of keeping an eye on this storm. Corey, how are things looking? I understand you're in Dodgeville.
Yep, in Dodgeville, chasing this and watching what's going on here. Some of the warnings are kind of starting to surround us here to the west, to the south. We've got a new severe thunderstorm warning that was just issued a little bit ago here for some 60-mile-per-hour winds. That's for Lafayette County, and that's going to go until 6:30. We still have the tornado warning in the Platteville area, and they are now calling that a confirmed tornado. So if you are in the Platteville vicinity, you should be in shelter. So as of just a minute ago, that is now a confirmed tornado near Platteville, moving east at 35 miles per hour. That's confirmed by emergency management. And then off to the west of Richland Center, Muscadet, Boscobel area, severe thunderstorm warning there. That's pulsed up a couple times to that 70-mile-per-hour range, and we could see a bow echo form there and move across the area. That's more of a straight-line wind threat. So we've really kind of got it all going on right now. I'm going to head down to the Platteville area and see what there is to see down there, Phil.
Sounds good. And the rain is another concern. We've got, 442 in the rain gauge since yesterday. So lots of rivers and streams are swollen, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Tons and tons of rain, and these storms are going to continue to produce heavy rain tonight, especially when they congeal together and change over to more of that straight-line wind threat. That's also going to bring that heavy rain threat. So flood watches and flash flood watches all over the place.
Does it sound like it's going to end somewhere middle evening, or what have you heard or read so far?
Yeah, it should end about midnight tonight. Things looking a lot drier tomorrow and into Monday for sure.
All right. Thanks a lot, Corey.
All right. Catch you later.
Corey Hartman joining us live on WRCO. Again, we'll keep you posted right here all night long.
Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. That's especially true with temptations of many sorts. Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. Criminals, drug addicts, alcoholics all understand the statement. What begins in the mind as a simple thought of looking at that pornographic image or taking that first drink or swiping that DVD from the store leads to a feeling of desire to have that item or take that drug, which intensifies to the thrill that it will produce, which leads to the act of giving into that temptation, which leads to a life drawn down into the bottom of the barrel of life, which leads to the consequences of destroyed lives, relationships, and possibly even a prison sentence. But that statement can also be true in the spiritual sense of good living. Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." When our minds are involved in thinking about righteous living and becoming like Christ, those thoughts will produce the feeling of joy in our relationship with the Almighty, which will lead us to acts of mercy and love, which will bring us the consequence or the reward of a life lived rightly, sitting on the Father's lap and enjoying His face. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks. Think on the good things.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
2 4/10 of an inch now, Tim Thede tells us. He's got his arm out the window, checking in it for us here at WRCO Studios. Again, we'll hear, of course, we got the request show. Those were the days coming up from 6 until midnight, so you can stay right here for all of the weather updates as well. The Retro Saturday continues, the Backtracking Show, and it's sponsored by Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy. WRCO. Hello, everyone. Backtracking on WRCO Radio. Going back to the year of 1981, just after signing a multi-album contract with Warner Brothers, the pop duo Steely Dan announced they were breaking up. Although they did get back together a few times through the years. Here's Hey 19, number 10, music from 81.
Way back when, in 67, I was a dandy, yeah, my kind. Sweet things from Boston, so young and wheeling. Sweet.
So once again, you've heard the announcement, tornado warning for northeastern Grant County, southern Richland County, and east central Crawford County. That is in effect until 6:30 tonight. And these storms kind of now with a history of popping up fairly quickly, as we've been witnessing that as well. Still also monitoring some other storms, a confirmed tornado earlier, as Corey Hartman mentioned, in the Platteville area. And so this is an additional storm, and all the while still getting occasional torrential downpours here in Richland Center at the WRCO studios. So again, just a couple of minutes ago, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 11 miles northwest of Moscobel, 18 miles northeast of Prairie du Chien, and moving east at 35 miles per hour as well. Some flying debris that could be a part of this. Also, if you're in a mobile home, that is not a safe place to be. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles can occur, and tree damage is also likely. Take cover now. Again, the National Weather Service tornado warning for northeastern Grant County, southern Richland County, and east central Crawford County in effect this evening until 6:30.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
Weather updates continue here from WRCO Radio and from Great Lakes Weather. Tony Schumacher joins us now. Tony, it's been certainly a tough one to watch here, and it's certainly been a dark and stormy day and now evening, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Now, this is probably about a third round of big storms coming through. This will be the last round for the day, but certainly packing a punch with that tornado warning in place here across portions of the area, including southern Richland County until 6:30 this evening, east central Crawford County, and also northeastern Grant County. That's for a storm that's currently the center of it, at least located about 10 miles off to the southeast of Gaze Mills, and it's moving quickly to the east at about 35 miles an hour. So far, it's just been radar-indicated rotation, but these are the types of storms that can sometimes drop the funnel clouds quickly and even a stray tornado, given the warm, humid air out there and the cold front coming in. So please move to a safe location at this time if you're in the path of that storm. Again, moving just about due east at this time. Looks like they'd be crossing the southern half of Richland County, hitting in that area the hardest. And also there's a separate storm, of course, down in southeastern Grant County, also with a tornado warning with it right around Platteville, moving into areas just east of there as well, into Lafayette County. So we'll keep an eye on all that and let you know if anything else develops. So please stay safe out there, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.
Tony Schumacher joining us from Great Lakes Weather. We've got folks watching the weather all over the place here tonight. So we'll keep you posted from WRCO. We're here for you.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We're giving away 2 gallons of milk every weekday. Just be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. With warmer weather comes summer fun, and this month we have the event for you. On Saturday, June 29th, from 10 to 3, we invite all of our friends to our grand reopening at the new location. We will have 2 local food trucks, a coffee truck, Tiny Acres, and store product door prizes and giveaways. Stop inside on that day only to receive 5% off your entire purchase and $5 off a large bag of Next Level dog food. We hope to see you there, as it's bound to be loads of fun. Thank you to all of our friends for your continuous business and support, because without you, there wouldn't be us. It's Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, 647-8833.
Weather continuing to change here and there. Tornado warning for northeastern Grant County, southern Richland, and east central Crawford County until 6:30. And now the National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for Sauk, Dane, and Iowa County, and that will be in effect until about 6:45, it looks like. That one is just coming across now. So a tornado warning for Sauk, Dane, and Iowa County, all a part of this now widespread storm in our area in southwest Wisconsin. So we are keeping it keeping a watch of it here for you from WRCO today. And again, rainfall amounts, some swollen rivers and creeks, and reports of some flooding here and there this evening as well. Keep it tuned right here, WRCO.